now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, it's getting warmer and spring is coming. In fact, actually, technically speaking, it's in fact already here. Now, some people might be tempted to use the sunny weather in the next coming days to take up their skis onto the slopes for one last time. But, Dario, if you do that, you have to be careful. The snow starts to melt in the higher altitudes and the danger of avalanches rise. So, this week, we're going to take a look at the history of Swiss avalanche dogs. So, yes. Dario, start off with dogs, right? So
starting off with the animal dogs. Story. Yeah, every once in a while, we do an animal story.
We do. So we're going to look at these dogs who have a very specific profession. How did this all start?
Well, exactly when the first dogs were trained to find buried avalanche victims is not known. What we do know is that dogs were already trained to find injured soldiers during World War I, and that after a bad avalanche accident in 1937, a dog expert named Ferdinand Schmutz, a Swiss man that was, started training dogs purposefully to find avalanche victims.
Okay, now his idea was so interesting, the Swiss army wanted to know more.
Indeed. In 1940, Schmutz was actually invited to demonstrate the work of his dogs to General Guizon and his staff. The general was apparently impressed by what he saw, and so starting in 1943, Schmutz actually trained rescue dogs with the support of the army.
So, therefore, the tradition of the Swiss avalanche dog was born.
Indeed. Until the end of the Second World War, dogs continued to be trained with the army's support. But after the war, the program was cancelled because the army cut costs after the Second World War. And the avalanche rescue dog program was one of the ones that was cut. Thereafter, the Swiss Alpine Club took it upon themselves to train rescue dogs for the country.
Okay, now, with these rescue dogs, I mean, the value was noted so well that there are even some parachuted, poor dogs, parachuted onto the mountain slopes.
Yes, there were tests made in the 50s. The Air Rescue Services REGA began deploying parachutists, including dogs, to avalanche sites. But this technique was only used for a short period of time because, as you can imagine, the dogs often got super scared by the jump from an airplane, specifically in the beginning of that time, because in the beginning, the dogs would actually jump separately, or I guess be thrown out of the airplanes separately from their handlers. Later then they were held by their handlers as they dropped out of airplanes. But the problem was, once they were on the ground, the dogs were still so scared that they weren't performing very well at the search task. So that wasn't very helpful for avalanche search dogs. So only once helicopters came into wider use in the 60s did such deploy and search missions with dogs become actually efficient, because then the helicopters obviously could fly really low, hover right above the avalanche, and just let the dogs get out. And the dogs were less scared and therefore also much more efficient.
I wonder how long it took before people realizing, I know, if we throw dogs out of a plane, they might be scared. I mean, really.
A couple of throws.
Yes. Anyway, that said, mind you, the number of rescue dogs in Switzerland, really, I mean, it's exploded. We've got there are loads of them now.
Yes. So in 1945, at the end of World War II, there were 14. The number of rescue dogs then grew up to 300 60 years later, so at the beginning of the 2000s. Since then, the number has decreased again, and nowadays there are around 150 rescue dogs, so specifically avalanche rescue dogs and dog handlers left across the country. Interestingly, maybe also for listeners to know, is that all of those are volunteers. So these are just dog owners who signed up for a yearly training, obviously an initial training, but all of the trainings are free, but you're a volunteer. And so from time to time, you just have to be on call to be immediately deployed when there is an avalanche. But if there's any dog owners listening who are like, I would like to be supportive of all the hikers and skiers that could be in danger one day, you can sign up to be an avalanche rescue dog team.
Right. I'm guessing, I mean, there's no specific breed here. I mean, it could be sort of like many types of...
Yeah, it can be any breed. Right. It's what's important is the size. So it has to be a mid-sized dog that you have to be able to... You have to be able to carry your dog with your arms stretched out.
Right.
Because that's what you need to do to get it in and out of the helicopter. So that's one thing that I found that is specific to what the dog should be. And then it should be a very... it's good if it's a playful dog so that it's excited about finding stuff, right? And bringing it back to its handler or its owner. This is basically what's needed. And also the dog must be between 1 and 3 years old when the initial training happens.
Yeah, you can't teach an old dog new tricks and all of that.
Exactly.
Yeah, and also we should point out, in case anyone's got this image in their head, we're not talking about St. Bernard's here.
Not necessarily.
No, I mean, no, yeah. They're just too big.
Yeah, those are typically... too big, too large.
Yeah, I can imagine people in their head have got visions of some burners attached to parachutes. No, we're not talking about that. Anyway.
Sleeker ones.
Yeah, the thing is, though, Derek, of course, technology is moving along, and now many skiers, and certainly if you're going off-piste, you should have all this equipment, such as smartphones, geolocation equipment, etc. Is this new technology making the use of the dogs a bit less important?
Well, it appears that not. So despite these technological advances, a dog's nose is still often irreplaceable on a search mission. For example, when signals are weak in the mountains or under layers of snow, and also, sadly, of course, in the case when a body of a dead person has to be found. So sometimes all help is too late. But of course, a body still has to be found, and then also a dog's nose can be very helpful in moments where, technology can no longer be used by that person, or when reception isn't very strong. And of course, in the mountains also, even when you have geolocation, it can sometimes be hard to find someone because, you have masses of snow. It's hard to orient yourself. Everything looks the same, covered in snow. Therefore, dogs are still very helpful and they won't go away anytime soon.
Okay, yes, and you can imagine as well, buried under all that snow too, trying to get a signal out that people can actually read is going to be difficult. So dogs still vital. Now, of course, Darren, now we say this quite often, certainly when we do news stories about people, in trouble after going off-piste. If you are going to go off-piste, then to make sure you don't need a rescue dog, stay safe. Get a professional guide if you're going off-piste, but best, of course, as always, stay on the piste. But, of course, we started all this off, Darren, by looking at dogs, by mentioning that as the weather is getting warmer, avalanche risks are going to be higher right now. So if you're out on the slopes, do take care. So, Dario, thanks very much indeed. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.